It is 6:30 on April the 10th, 2018, and I call this meeting of the City Council, Petersburg City Council, to order. And if, Wayne, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please?
Our Father in Heaven, as we come at this time to this meeting and as a council and representative of this community, God, we ask you to let us all to be cordial and to be able to talk. And God, we ask as council, God, we ask you to let us make the decisions that are the betterment for this community. God, we ask you to just watch over us and guide us through our lives and be with the ones running this nation, God, that they can make the right decisions. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all join me in the pledge, please. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to the first item on the agenda is our announcements, and that is that next council meeting will be May the 15th. So, given in consideration for the May 5th election, giving us 10 days to canvass votes and then swearing in on the 15th. Okay. Moving on to item two on the agenda, this is the public comment section, and I just want to remind everyone that we do have a 3-minute limit on comments. Also, that if you have any issues pending or wanting to discuss with the council, if you will do that in writing and get yourself on the agenda, we will gladly discuss that, as we do not discuss comments in this section. So with that being said, I will open the floor for any public comment. If there are no public comments, then we will move on with item three on the agenda, and that is our reports. And our first report being our police department with Chief Thurman bringing us that report.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. We had 24 calls to service altogether for this last month. We had 23 warnings and 9 citations.
The chief would like to make an announcement of a new hire.
Yes, sir. We acquired an officer who come from Seagraves Police Department. He came over here and filed with us, and we successfully hired him. And he's been an officer for 4 years. His name is Robert Garcia, and he's going to come here and move and meet his family.
When does he start?
He started this past Monday.
Is he living here, or is he traveling back and forth?
He's traveling back and forth from here to Loverland until he gets moved here.
Okay.
And I might add, he is a high school senior that's finishing her year out, and then he's probably here by then.
Anyone have any questions for Chief Thurman?
How's your trip running?
Looks good.
If y'all haven't
looks
seen
nice.
It, we have gotten a new truck, or the one that the county sheriff's department had gladly,
looks
graciously
nice.
gave us, and it's really, really nice.
Sure. So council is aware, we replaced the windshield, made a couple other repairs, put the new decals on. We're probably only about $1,200 into this, so it's a fantastic deal. We thank the commissioner. We thank the sheriff's office for getting this to work.
Okay.
And Brandon, you can't wreck it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If there are no questions for Chief Thurman, then we will move on to the fire department report by Chief Marcus.
For the month of March, we've only, the only thing we had were two EMS assists with no fires. So, but
that's
fire
good.
Season just started, so we're just getting prepared for what's coming. The drought, you get grass, past years that we've had a lot of tall grass out there, now it's dead and went dormant, dried up, now it's just sitting there dry. So with the high winds, that's another factor in it. So as most of you have probably seen, the out by station 2, there's a big white tanker sitting over there. It's got Idaloo Fire Department on there. Mm-hmm. It's actually ours. We're just waiting on, I need to get some stickers ordered to cover up the Idaloo to Petersburg, and that is a function truck at this time. If we need it, that thing could go out and we can use it to transport 5,000 gallons of water, which in the past we would call on Health Center, Abernathy, Idaloo, Loch Ne Flodeta to come bring us water. With that, we can take it and pretty much try to handle the scene on ourselves. And again, the guys are all, and gals are also trained and getting trained on these fires and how to detect if one fire is too big for us to handle. We will call for another department to come, bring their trucks and manpower. And all the chiefs that I've talked to in the surrounding area are willing to come on drop of a hat of a phone call. We're with the big burr fire that we had earlier this year. We did have Lockney, Rawls, and Lorenzo come out for probably one of the first times in many, many years to assist us. And I spoke with their chiefs on the phone, and we spoke for a good while and kind of, you know, thank everyone for helping out. And they expressed the thanks on our behalf, we on their behalf, and how they were willing to come if we needed to, and also talks of possible training with those departments also. In the past, it's always been kind of almost like a small brotherhood in the county, like you do in your home, your school, or I guess you could say your own alumni, I guess you could say, in a way. They have, we've always done many, many training with Abernathy and Health Center. Now we've, a lot of these starting to reach out outside our county. You know, to go, Crosby County, Lubbock County, Floyd County. So there's a lot of new chiefs out there that are coming out and that are willing to partake on a lot of new stuff to help make this region a lot better as far as fire time. And I believe this is Anna. Anna C. some of y'all may know her, some of y'all may not. She's a new member to the department. And I think maybe our assistant chief, Monroe, is showing up.
He's here.
Okay. But, if you have any questions for us, if I can answer, maybe Nathan can answer for you. If not, give us any questions or concerns you may have, and we'll find an answer for you as soon as we can.
How about any more have joined since you put out the fact that you're going to, that we're working on new equipment, that kind of thing? They had any more?
No, we haven't had any more since the announcement of our grant. We have not had one that has joined, but that's another topic I'd like to discuss with you about possibly helping us out with the recruitment and retention, possibly helping us out with maybe some of the, I guess, what can you say, I know y'all did a deal in the past with the EMS and they kind of got some perks. Maybe that could bleed over to the fire department and help us get people on or retain them.
I'll add to that. I brought you a package this last year for the budget on EMS and trying to get it brought up to speed. We have completed the school. I think we have six or five drivers that have successfully completed the course. I don't know how many's taken the jurisprudence course.
Four that I know of for sure.
Four, okay. They had to take that, and then after that, they can take the National Registry. And I think what we put together for EMS was very beneficial in getting some people interested. We'll look at doing something in a not exact vein, but somewhere we're trying to pick up the volunteers for the fire department. I do also want to add, I think I'll be going to the commissioner's court on the 20th, Friday, and we will see about what the county can help us with towards the grant for the fire truck. And they will then have their meeting on the 23rd, the following Monday. And we'll see what we get together then, and then we'll know how close we are to the 20 or 22,000 that was needed for the balance of the grant. How much do we have in contributions total so far, do you know?
8,350.
All right, so that put us within about two of the 20, but I think Nathan had a couple more items he needed to get on the truck, so we need about four more if the county would give us 10. But maybe the county would be nice enough to squeeze just a little bit more, we'll see.
So is it public knowledge about the donations? Is that public knowledge?
No, I don't think so. Other
than
people.
Have we not publicized
yet? Mr. Monroe,
it depends on if the donor wants it publicized. I've had a couple that say they don't.
Okay.
And I got to give Nathan credit. He went out and hustled the donations. And I don't know how much TJ was involved, but we're getting pretty close to what they're going to need if the county will help us out.
Now, is there a date on
November?
November 1st, or someone?
I believe it's like the 15th. Okay. It expires. I can write a letter requesting an extension if needed to.
I don't think we'll need to. We have an October 1 start of the new budget cycle. So after we see what the county would be willing to do, we'll see where we're at. That may be an item, if we're short, that we have to put into the new budget cycle where you could still order before October 1.
But you are still planning, Nathan, on your original plan of getting that up and getting it all over town or something, or not?
I mean, between Facebook and word of mouth, it pretty much got out there. And okay. I have contacted a few farmers. It's just a matter of, you know, I make my living by farmers. That sometimes they get back to you, sometimes they don't. They might get back to you 6 months from now, or not at all. So,
and for those of you that aren't sure what we're talking about, it's a $200,000 grant with a 10% match on our part, which, speaking with Forest Service and a couple of dealers, Daco, which is our local dealer in Lubbock, they're saying right around $22,000 covers that 10%. And when we first put the proposal out, we were shooting for $25,000. That would hopefully, we're hoping to raise that so we could buy some equipment that we need extra that would fit us, you know, like having our own chainsaw, our own quick saw, our own fans, a lot of the stuff that being on the truck at the scene would benefit us a whole lot better. And so that's why we're shooting above and beyond the $22,000 that we need.
But the grant was 90% match up to $200,000. So they've got $180,000. Is the truck $200,000?
Yes.
Okay. So we have to have 20 for that portion before he talks about the extra equipment. And with 8, if we're able to get 10 from the county, maybe 12, we would be there. I can't help myself. We would be at least at that point.
And the way that the companies do this, Daco and a lot of the other companies, they will sit down and we'll pick a couple of trucks that we'd like to have and make a wish list, and pretty much say we hit $5,000 over, then we start marking off stuff that we can do away with, and then we get to that point. So what they do is they try to make it as close to $200,000, and even $200,000, even if they've got to budge a little bit and say throw in a chainsaw for free to make it to what we want. So there's leeway both ways. And we want to get the max of our grant that was awarded, the $200,000. We'd hate to buy a $150,000 truck and leave the other $50,000 there just sitting there. We want to get all we can out of that, the 100% money from the Forest Service, because this is a one-time deal that it probably won't see it for another 10 years. So we want to get all we can out of this go-around.
Come on, can I say something? And I've shared with Juan when we talked about the money for the sake of the council. You know, we put $10,000 in our rural fire protection funds every year. So there's $10,000 there this year. So I feel confident. I've talked to the commissioners and judge, and I feel confident we can give the 10, but I don't think we can give anything more. But we can give the 10 because that's budgeted. So. And that's what it's for, is to help the rural fire department. But for sure, Jen, and I think that's where they're going to stay at. It's what we've got budgeted.
May I say something comically? But if I take a 10 cup or a hat, will the commissioner?
<might help>.
Our sign.
Fun to see.
Start passing that 10 cup in here.
We'll beg on the street.
Okay, are there any more questions for Chief Marcus? If there are not any more questions, we will move on to the EMS report by Matt.
So for the month of March, Petersburg EMS had 7 total calls. One of those went to Covenant Lubbock. One went to Covenant Women's and Children in Lubbock. One went to Plainview. We transferred one to higher level care in Idaloo. And we had 3 no transports or patient refusals. The class was successful and is over, and we did have 5 people pass it. We'll move on. Like Ron said, we got one student has one thing to do, and then they'll all be ready to take the big test, which I feel confident that they will do. Anna's joined us as a driver, and I did want to make a mention that she also donated a bed for us to have at the station, flooring to be put in, and a 55-inch 3D TV. So it's really cool for as we start staying there more. I mean, I've been there a lot. I don't know if anyone's noticed. Not a big deal. But it's dusty and boring. So with those additions, it makes it a lot better to be there. And I really appreciate that. And I think she should be thanked for that when anybody sees her. So that's a big donation. Also a recliner and an entertainment center. How did I forget those? So basically a living room inside of a little bitty room that we're going to make happen. But it'll be nice, you know. When people start coming to stay for a whole shift and stay overnight, there's somewhere to be. So we added a few more drivers. We're moving as fast as we can, and with the class finishing up, you know, we'll start planning another one. But as far as recruitment goes, we're gonna do that, and then we'll get them certified, and I mean, we'll try to send some people to higher levels, and we're just gonna keep on grinding. And, everything's going pretty smooth, and I think all the employees really appreciate everything everybody in the community's done for them this year.
Okay. So do we still have Sarah on, or has Sarah moved on?
No, she's on. She's here. Okay. She's here more than the minimal requirement. So
okay.
I think she worked 102 hours last week or something. Okay. So she's around.
I knew that she had.
That's on call hours.
On call. Yeah. She. Well, they went through. You know, health center's director passed away. They had a lot of scheduling issues. She just kind of went and helped out. But, you know, that's where whenever things like that happen for us with to have other jobs, the other ones step in and cover it up. So, you know, we haven't been perfect, but we really are doing the best we can with what we have. John's been out of town for 2 weeks. And so, you know, we all cover each other the best that we can. And, of course, Brandon and Randy have been always helpful.
Okay.
So.
Is that class? Is that EMT?
We're going to talk about which one's next. We did an EMR.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if these guys were to advance, they would need to go to the EMT class. But we'll see. We only had 3 applicants for the EMR, so I don't foresee the EMT class having more hours, more requirements, and significantly harder to have more volunteers to do that. So it's just, we need at least EMRs to hold a state, that they can hold a state license. So it's a little more reasonable for smaller towns.
Do we have any more questions for Matt?
Also, I wanted to add that Anna Cherokee, she donated $1,000 to our Petersburg to help us out with the sticker and also some of the work we had done.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I know on behalf of the City Council, I think I speak for all of us at Fort Petersburg. Yeah. We thank you for everything.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Just right. Matt does not get any video games over at EMS.
Look at him smile.
They may or may not already be there.
Okay. Moving on to the library report, and Lacey sent me her report, and really there's nothing much different from last month. They're still working on the summer reading program, and that'll be in conjunction with our library at school. So once we get all the details ironed out, we partner with the school. And then also, I think the library is going to, this year, our elementary kiddos are going to be hopefully going to Abilene, to the Abilene Zoo, those that qualified for the, that have maintained so many points in AR. So then the public library has graciously said that they will send snacks and water on the bus trip. Sure.
If the council is not aware, I want you to know we did replace all of the overhead lights in the library. They were rusted, they were in horrible shape. It was kind of a toss up between here and there, but we did the library first. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, moving on to report, the Public Works report, and Randy.
Yes. Thank you, Mayor. My report, kind of the same. I've got a few items on the bottom. We've started the process for renewal of the wastewater permit that's due in 2019. It expires at, I believe, March 1st at midnight. It's got to be in 180 days ahead of that time, so we've got the end of August. We'll get through that. Ron and I have been in contact with some engineers trying to get some, and another firm trying to get the pricing, and then the engineer, I think we're supposed to try to meet with him next day or two.
If you've set it up.
Yeah, and so anyway, the one that done it previously, so we're going to try and get with him and see what he'll do with us on that.
Okay.
And that was Chester?
Chester Carthel.
Carthel.
Out of Lubbock.
Yes, I know.
Don't hold it against him, related to him.
Yeah.
I've known Chester for a long time. Yeah. A very long time, yes.
Also got Easton and I registered for Regional Water School coming up next month, the first full week of May. Get him tested on water. Got all his paperwork sent in. It's all pending approval right now, so he'll be able to test at the end of that class. I have to renew my customer service license this year. It's due in June. And I'm having to send out a public notice. Received a positive sample in September of last year. I've done my 3 repeat samples. Then I got a notification from TCQ saying I did not take a raw water sample from my well. So I'm in the process of doing that, getting that done, and getting that sent in and tested and getting cleared.
So how often
Let me explain it a little bit better.
Yeah.
He had a positive E. coli test when he took a sample.
Okay.
So then you're required to go back and take 3 more samples upstream, downstream, plus that when they come back negative. But then TCEQ said, but you didn't go down to the water well, singular, which is interesting because we have 2 wells feeding, we don't know which one the water came from, and take a test. So he has to send a notice out to the public saying, I failed to take a test of the main well. He has to take that test now, take it in, get it tested, but we're sure we're fine. But you will see a notice come out.
And that is every month that you have to do that?
No, just if we receive a positive sample.
Okay.
So you take how many
I take 2 monthly samples.
No, how many locations?
I've got 7 different locations, but I'm only required to take 2 every month from different locations, and they don't like to see them
the same
one every month after month. So
what happens, and it happened at my house, if they don't, and they use some heat, if they don't completely get the spigot off the side of your house sterilized, it shows positive. So then you got to go through three, and then you got to go do a raw one.
Wind also has a lot to do with it, because it just the little particles in the air will be able to get in that water container. Because once I take the sample, I close it up tight. And then the lab has told me, you know, wind and particle, dust particles and stuff like that will trigger a positive sample.
Okay.
Can you find some indoor sample sites?
I do have several.
That's what I thought.
Enough we have dust out here.
Also,
not today.
David and I just got back today from Mansfield on our chemical capture course.
All right.
So we've got some paperwork that we need to get done, and I'll get with Ron and get that done, and then once we get that all approved, then we'll be able to start.
Okay. We're looking forward to it.
Very interesting course. Very interesting.
And by the way, the guy that taught it had been the top animal control officer for Dallas, Richland
Fort
Hills.
Fort Worth, Irving, and North Richland Hills.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, great guy. A lot of horror stories.
Yes.
Putting
oh, man. But I can see a lot of interesting animals coming in this, in our area.
We were asked if we've had to deal with prairie dogs, coyotes, skunks.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Squirrels.
And along that line, did anybody see it on the internet a couple days ago? The raccoons back east stand up on their hind legs and bare their teeth at town residents, but it's because they have distemper.
Oh.
And coming into town and not afraid of humans when they do.
And giving it to our dogs.
They can.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty mean.
Yeah, they are.
How is our collection going at the, I mean, our roll-offs and everything?
Getting them filled. We've slacked off the last couple of weeks trying to get some other things done. And anyway, now we're back on track. We've got them filled, ready to go for this next week.
Okay. How many are we filling per week?
There's eight that we've got down there right now. And then we've got two from Triple C, and then we've got the eight from the county contractor.
Okay.
But I will tell council, so far in the budget cycles, first 6 months, we've already spent about $1,100 over what we had set with Triple C. Now we're working on what the county's helping us with.
But it's looking better.
There's a dent, yes. A big dent.
Yeah, last time I went there, it was looking a little bit. Okay. Do we have any more questions for Randy regarding our waterworks report?
Just was wondering about that contractor for the waterline project.
We got the valve tapped yesterday.
Yesterday.
And so now all we have to do is finish digging and installing the line.
So he tapped it. We did not have to interrupt one resident from water, which was great. And then I know Randy needs to get the number for you from the guy that sleeved the road. We're going to talk to him about helping us get the pipe through the sleeve. Then we're ready to hook up.
All right, moving on to the city manager report, and that is given to us by Ron.
Okay, the first thing is water sales. This last month, we were $2,500 more than we were a year ago in the same month, and I think we're going to see that again next month because it's been so dry. It still leaves us down $3,200 over the first 6 months of the year, but as dry as this year is shaping up, I think that's going to just come right back and be positive by the end of the year. On ad valorem tax rate, this year's collection rate's 86.79. That is slightly better than last year and about 7% better than the year before. So we're doing really good on our ad valorem tax collections. Sales tax was up $388 for the same period a year ago, but year to date we're up 9% over what we were a year ago. So we're doing real good in that vein. And that's kind of it for tonight. We didn't have a lot. Oh, I will say one thing, and it's in your consent agenda. Since I've been here, one of the things that Kayla and I have worked on is trying to make it, it's like if you're a business, Porter Drug, or no matter who you are, you want to make it as easy as possible for people to pay you the money they owe you. And so with the new website up, now we're working on the connection to where you can go online, we'll be able to go online and pay your utility bills. Never have to walk into City Hall. So we're coming up to that real quicker. And I can't remember, is court fines included in that?
I was going to ask him when he called to clarify those other questions.
Right.
So anything regarding city business?
Well, so far we know.
For sure water payments, and I'm going to verify court payments. For sure water payments can be done.
And the problem is it has to coordinate into our accounting system, so we got two players. The software people running our accounting, and then the people that handle the connections on the internet to be able to get your online payments.
And plus the credit card machine company.
Yes, plus the machine company, correct.
Would it be able to be set on a recurring month-to-month, like it would automatically be pulled out, or would you have to physically go
You'll have to physically do that. We can draft out a bank account. We've been doing that for years. If you want it drafted out of your bank account, you can fill out a form.
Do they train you on the... all this setup, the Tyler technology, so they come and train y'all? Or?
They will set everything up using our existing website. Okay. Then all I have to do is click a button that pulls the online payments into our system and applies it to that account.
Okay, so that is part of the consent agenda in item 4. And I think there is a handout that's attached that has Tyler Technologies, and I assume that is who we're using.
It's initial setup, and then the first annual, and then after the subsequent are like $280 a year.
Yeah, I think that's what it said at the end of this.
It's just expensive this one time because of the setup costs.
And then it's a $228 annual fee.
And none of the people's payment information is stored here. It's not on our servers. It's all on their servers. And they're all trained on that.
We're not going to become another Facebook.
Okay. And if there are not any questions, then we'll move on to approve the agenda.
I move and approve the consent agenda.
Okay, it has motion has been made by Councilman Porter to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
It has been seconded by Councilman Gonzalez. All those in favor? 4-0, motion carries. Okay, then moving on to item 5, and that is discussion action concerning appointment of new directors to the Petersburg Economic Development Council, sponsored by Ron.
Okay, a couple of things I'll point out. Now, you have all 7 vacancies on the board to appoint. 4 of those may be from the city council or employees of the city. You don't have to make 4. Originally, when it was set up, there were 4 council members on, and then 3, think of them as at-large. The other thing you can do, but I'm not going to recommend tonight, is you can stagger the terms of the people. Normally, they're 2-year terms for the people that are non-council members. Council members' terms are equal to their remaining term in office on the city council. So if you appoint some members here, their term runs till they stand for re-election. If they're re-elected, their term can continue. But so you can have up to 4. You do not have to. In fact, you don't have to have anybody from city council if you don't want. You can have them all at large. But you can have up to 4 from city council.
I have one name that needs to be added to the list. It was brought to me today after council packets had been completed. and that is Belinda Summerford.
One of the things you might do to make it a little bit easier, you might decide by separate motion whether you want to appoint anybody off the council. And if you do that in one motion. And then in a separate motion, if you're appointing people that are not on the city council, you might have a second motion to do that. Might make it a little easier.
I definitely think we ought to separate it and do council members first and then do those that aren't, and just decide how many council members we want
and,
to be doing, to be putting on it.
And how often is the meeting on this? We talked about that last time, but I don't remember what
the meetings is, are as often as the Economic Development Commission Board decides they want to have their meetings. They are, those subject to the same rules we are as the city council. They have to comply with public notice requirements, Open Meetings Act,
mm-hmm.
and they have to also maintain records and respond to open records requests just like we do.
Okay.
So they're under the same rules.
So there's no minimum or two meetings a year or any of that kind
of thing? No, the only thing the last board did not do, which the new board's going to have to, is the person that's in charge of day-to-day operation of the Economic Development Corporation, for the lack of anything else, I'm going to say it's going to be the president, has to attend a training session, as does the city clerk, our city secretary. But that's not until August 24th.
Mm-hmm.
It's mandatory. It's in Lubbock. You can take them earlier, but we'd have to pay money to go to some other town, so it's easy just to wait till August. And I do have packets for whoever goes on council, non-council, Sean, all the articles, the bylaws, the suggested agenda for the first meeting, a lot of good information on being on the Economic Development Council, Corporation, I should say. And I serve as the registered agent. I formed the corporation, so all the notices come to me. In the last couple of years when they were not active, I filed the annual report form, which is required to do, which is how much money you received in, how much money you spent during the year.
So at this point, do we have any recommendations off the council, any in the council interested in serving on the EDC board?
I personally think that we probably need three council members on the minimum of three, if not four.
Okay.
Well, I think that's I think that's the first thing we need to decide, mm-hmm. how many from the council we need to put on.
I agree, there's three, at least three. You know.
And with Rosa not being here,
we nominate her.
That's what she gets for not coming.
That's, yeah.
That's punishment.
But we also have to keep in mind that she is also running for re-election.
And travels often.
And travels quite often, yes.
Yeah. I'll make a recommendation to you now. Even though the city council has to approve of any expenditure by a PDC, if you've got a serious company wanting to come into town, one of the things they're going to do is go to the PDC, because I've sat on several boards in the past, and they want some assurance that they have support out of the council coming forward or PDC for their particular project. And having four members off the city council on is a pretty good indication to any applicant of what's going to happen by the time they hit the council meeting. Because when you start talking to applicants and you start discussing what you possibly can do to help them, that really isn't public information. That's private negotiation with a company coming in. And it's a good opportunity for them to speak with the leaders that sit on the council as to what the city's looking for, what maybe you could do to help them, etc. So I think a four-person group off the council is a great idea for a PDC.
And there were how many before?
Four.
There were four before. Mm-hmm. Four, and then who were the other three?
Margaret, Becky, Jeffy, and Cindy Porter.
Okay.
Yes.
Margaret, Becky, and Cindy. I'm in.
So it would be a motion to whoever you want to point off council if they don't squeal too loud.
I just have one comment. Mm-hmm. I kind of lean with Kim toward the three for the fact that leaves it more open to both factions of. I don't think, I mean, we're supposed to be all on the same boat here, wanting the same progress for what goes on, but I would prefer to not have control of everything. And if we have four, that automatically puts us in the, I don't know that I feel comfortable with that, yeah.
And if I'm a developer, when I come in and I talk to you, then I say, how do I know I can get support at the next level?
Because you've got three of four that it would take to do that, you need to be at the next meeting. On the agenda to be at the next meeting.
That would work.
Of the city council.
Yep. And that's really the
What's your opinion?
I think three's fine with me.
Three's fine with me. I mean, if that's three's out.
This is
fair. I mean, you know, we got three of us here. There's five of us on it. So if you got the three, you got. It's still going to come back to here.
Well, it's going to have to
anyway.
Regardless of what happens.
It's going to come back to here to vote.
Yeah.
It's going to be up to the city council.
Anything that the PEDC
so it doesn't matter.
Does
I mean, you're gonna have
has
to
come back.
You got three of them, you got four.
It's going to
come back to here.
Yeah, and so I don't think that we're hindering anything from city council if we only have three people there.
No, because you can tell the developer, the majority of the council is represented here.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you heard positive out of PEDC, you would have an idea of what to expect as you get some council. Although you can't promise that, but it gives a developer a good idea where is that.
Yeah.
Mayor, I recommend Nancy and Wayne and Gilbert.
Hey, Nancy, we should come back.
Yeah.
That was easy, wasn't it?
I think I approve. I think that is a good choice.
But you need a second. Is that a motion?
I'll make that a motion.
Motion has been made to appoint Councilman Horn, Councilman Mullinex, and Councilman Gonzalez to the PDC board.
Oh.
Wait for a second.
And it's been seconded by Councilman Mullinex. All those in favor?
We raise your hand for you.
Well, when you're outnumbered, you're outnumbered.
4-0 motion carries.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good to me.
Which leaves us four.
Mm-hmm. Leaves you four remaining slots.
Four remaining slots.
And Kayla gave you a list of those that had applied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can try a motion of four, or you can try to do them one by one. Whatever the council's pleasure is.
Do we want to do it? Can we do it by ballot? I mean, as far as like.
Well, essentially, it's by motion, so a motion would be a ballot. So if you name party one, take a vote. They got three, then they're up. You go to the next. Or I think you're, you could each fill out, here's my top four, and see if you've got enough and then make it into a motion, but it's all got to be above board. It's got to be where everybody can see it here.
So did we get to, like, talk about who's on there? So Jennifer Scarborough, I'm assuming, is the one out here on 789?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was the same person I thought it was.
So I'm just using this as an example since you brought that person's name up. If you said, I'd like to see that person on, you can make a motion, see if you get three votes. If somebody else sees somebody on that'd like to make a motion on, see till you get four. You can do it that way. Or you could try and put a ballot around to the nine and see how many total votes you get or who the top four vote getters are. You do it kind of any way you want to.
And for clarity, for what we talked about last month was the fact that you do not have to live in the city limits. We talked about that, and then Kayla sent us information on that.
Well, we brought up the adjoining county rule is what it really is.
Yes.
You can be from Lubbock County if you are within, what's our mileage?
10 miles
of Petersburg.
Right.
Crosby County, Floyd County.
But we did talk about that
Lubbock
last time.
In Lubbock County.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they can be arrested.
Anywhere in the county.
Anywhere in Hill County.
That's for sure. And then if they're outside the county, if they're within 10 miles of Petersburg.
I just thought I'd say that since she actually lives outside the city limits.
But within the county.
Right.
And they're on city water.
Would it be a conflict, like with Mary?
You can't vote for her.
Right.
And you can't make the motion or the second.
Okay.
Wouldn't be a conflict at all for you, because Mary thinks to herself, she doesn't listen to you.
How did you know that?
Which brings me to the fact that I'd like to see Mary on there. I think she's been very supportive in everything that we've done. My first, whoever you want this, I don't know if you want to form the motion, but I'd like to see Mary on there. I don't think
if you want to do it one by one, it needs to be in the form of a motion.
I want to talk about it a little first, and then I'm going to make a form of motion. I don't think she'll be influenced by Gilbert at all. I think she'll vote her own conscience, and she's been very supportive in everything that we've done here. So
and she does come with a lot of experience.
Comes with a lot of experience.
The city of Lubbock.
And so I nominate Mary.
And a lot of baggage.
Mary Gonzalez, yes.
And some baggage.
Okay, yeah. Motion has been made. I assume you've made the motion.
I have made the motion.
Okay, motion has been made by Councilman Porter to nominate Mary Gonzalez to the PEDC board. All those in favor?
Second.
Second. Has been seconded by Councilwoman Horn. All right, now all those in favor?
Three, zero.
Motion carries.
Would you let the record reflect that Gilbert abstained?
Yes.
From discussion and vote.
Okay.
I would like to make a motion that we put Margaret Adams on there as having been on our board before, with some experience coming from that and a desire to really support this board and do what things need to be done.
Okay. Motion has been made by Councilman Horn to nominate Margaret Adams to the PEDC board.
Go ahead.
I'll second.
It has been seconded by Councilman Gonzalez. All those in favor? 4-0. Motion carries.
Two more.
I guess I should.
Y'all might help me with some of these names. I don't know who.
James Turner's sitting behind you.
Okay, I'm okay. I don't know your name. I just know Mr. Turner.
I don't know how you would know Ty Christopher.
Volunteer on the fire department.
He's a volunteer in the fire department. Do you know
he
who?
He is married to Alicia Sharples.
Alicia Adams.
I don't think he would know Alicia.
Hmm.
Belinda Summerford. Jennifer, she's related. He's related to Belinda Summerford.
Ernest Eller, granddaughter.
When did Jennifer graduate? 80. Something.
No.
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 90.
90.
90. 90. I can't think of
it. Jen Scarborough is the old secretary from the Baptist Church. She's now a high school teacher in Plainview. They live right here by the gym. Rochelle Collins is Jonathan Collins' husband or wife.
Maybe Jonathan's husband, I'm not sure.
She wears the pant, I'm just kidding.
And she is a...
She's an architect. And then, you know, T.J. Angeline. And then Belinda Summerford helps Justine run the Petersburg thrift store. Right?
Is that Belinda? Yeah.
Yeah, Belinda helps. She's a volunteer. She's also a nurse.
Yes. She's a nurse. Uh-huh.
Yes.
At Covenant.
Darlene's daughter.
Okay.
Do we add another name before we talk about it? Or
if you know that they're willing to serve.
Well, I don't, but I would like to think that Anna might be.
Yeah, well, great choice.
I mean, as much as she's done for our community and our school, but I wanted to ask her what she lived on.
I bet she probably would.
I don't know.
I would think so. As active as she's
she
been.
Said that she wants to be very active in the community to keep her busy.
She's been very generous.
She has. Very, very generous. Chicharka.
She was our band director.
Oh, okay, okay.
But she was Cruz.
She was Cruz before that.
Anna Cruz.
I couldn't remember who she was.
Let me address maybe what the issue could be. If anybody you nominate tonight, through whatever reason, was unable to take the oath at the first meeting, you would just come back at your next meeting and appoint
another one. Put
another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ms. Collins was an architect, you say?
Mm-hmm. And if I'm correct, she works from home now, I believe.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be beneficial.
Beneficial, yeah.
Who's that?
Rochelle.
Of course, I thought she was an interior designer.
I thought she was an architect. That's what Jonathan told me.
I thought
he
probably
doesn't
know.
I think that's interior design.
Interior. Do you think she would be interested?
I don't know.
I mean, anybody talk to her?
Well,
she put her
why
name
is
she
put her
name
on
this?
Okay.
And I have talked to her about it.
I put it on Facebook, and whoever responded is on this list.
I think she would be very good. And I think she's one, too, that's young. You're looking at getting some young people, young blood in there. This young person that's looking to get involved in Petersburg stuff. That's what she told me. I think she would be good. In fact,
this is
Rochelle.
Rochelle.
I'm gonna nominate. I'm gonna move that that we accept.
What are you gonna go ahead and do the other one too?
Anna.
Go ahead and make it a motion.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, sure. I'll make both of them. I like
to
both.
I'm gonna put it in one. Move to appoint Rochelle and Anna.
So am I to understand that, Councilman Porter, you make a motion?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Motion
For both.
For both.
Okay. Motion has been made by Councilman Porter to nominate Rochelle Collins and Anna Chicharka to the PEDC board.
I'll second it.
It has been seconded by Councilman Gonzalez. Those in favor?
No.
4-0.
Go ahead.
Motion carries. Now, yes, sir.
During the year, one of these drops out. We just come back here and pick another one?
Yes.
Yes.
You always appoint to fill any vacancy.
Okay. Okay.
Now, our three members from council get their packets. And we will make sure Margaret's here. We can pass up to Margaret.
Mary Margaret.
Mary.
Else? And Margaret, Rochelle,
Mary?
And Anna.
Would you have that to Mary?
Oh,
and we'll get the package to the other two.
Will you text me Anna's number?
In response, yes.
And I'll text Rochelle and let her know if she can pick up a package.
I've signed it.
And those of you on the council that's on here, I don't attend their meetings, but I'm here for legal advice and whatever you need to know about.
I would recommend that those that we have appointed to this council get as much information as you can on the economic development boards. There are a lot of rules that apply. You know, we have to know, everybody should be pretty knowledgeable.
Put them in here in the packet.
Okay. Of all the rules that apply for the EDC.
How does it work for the first meeting thing?
Okay.
Is that in here?
Yes, I've put a draft, I think I put a draft agenda, yeah, it's the last item, a draft agenda for the first meeting. The first meeting, the board comes together, then they vote on their officers, the officers take their oath, and then you're off and running. But an agenda has to be posted, so we need to know when the group kind of figures out and lets us know they want to meet, we'll post up an agenda. And you're probably going to have your meetings in here. It's simpler for us posting agendas than that.
It's just like when we have to post our agenda out in the doorway. Same applies for the PEDC.
Correct.
So that therefore it would probably be easier to do it here than to try to post it.
And the one other thing is, both the mayor and myself are ex officio members. We can come when we want. We can't vote on anything.
Right. What kind of funds are we talking about that we've got in there right now, you know?
Around 45,000. Does that stick in your mind, Kayla? I've had it 3 years running at about 14 to 15.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I don't know much about the board itself. Is that limited to does it have limits as to what you can do with that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's in the packet.
It's in
a lot of material in the packet about what you can spend it on and what you can't spend it on.
Okay.
Do these boards, do we deal with Hale County? I mean, would there be organization?
Yeah, I hope not to speak out of town, out of line. Mm-hmm. Commissioner?
Mario.
Sure.
He asked a question whether Hale County was involved, and the point was that Commissioner Martinez was able to establish a fund to be used in the south part of Hale County. That's one fund. Mm-hmm. They have another fund generally for the county. So if you come up with a good prospect and you have your money, I can tell you at least Judge Coleman was extremely, bring a good project to us and see what we can help you with. So there's a source of about three different funds that maybe could help the right applicant coming into town. Ours and maybe two of the counties, depending. If Commissioner Martinez could sweet talk his commissioners on the second fund. The first fund, I think he's pretty well got cornered.
And the big fund is, of course, that's Hale County Economic Development Corporation. So, you know, they've got their own board that you'd have to go to them. But the smaller one is Commissioner's Court created that probably about 5 or 6 years ago. Okay.
Do you care to say how much you might have in that one?
I think we've got about 70 or 80.
So we got 40 or 45.
Well, so is this out of order? If there are four of us here, could we just set a date? And then
you,
we
you
could
can't
post
do
it.
You can't do it on this agenda. As soon as you close the meeting, you can say, hey,
let's do this while we're together.
Post an agenda.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But what you really need to know is, do you want anything on that first agenda other than organizing your meeting and electing your officers and taking ooths
right,
that's all that's
say.
Draft. Otherwise, if you do have something else you want to discuss, we need to
put that
on
there
the
too.
Agenda.
Okay.
And you might You have everybody's contact number on that list except Anna. And I can give you her number now that I have it. That way, y'all can coordinate. Man would be good for all of you. And her number is 361-772-7829.
Okay, if there are, if there are not any further issues or agendas or comments or opinions, then I call this meeting adjourned.